got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Got a damn good show.
I can't believe black people keep falling for this.
What?
Reparations. They holding all these hearings out there in California. All this is political theater.
Well, you know, Democrats are dangling this money, man. Dangling this money in front of you.
If you're poor, man, it's very enticing.
Shut up!
Like that damn Geico commercial.
Hey, man.
I keep trying to get my damn punch, man. You keep talking. The Geico commercial. And the dude says, you almost got it. Remember the old guy with the dollar bill?
Oh, yeah. The Geico commercial?
Yeah.
Can I talk now?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Thank you. Let me join the show.
What did he say? Oh, you almost got it that time.
Oh, you almost got it.
Be a bunch of niggas out there. Oh, you almost got it. Oh, yeah, try it harder next time.
Oh, almost got that one, nigga.
I'm getting my reparations.
I don't know, y'all. I mean, they just playing with y'all. It's political.
I mean, black people already hate us. They gonna really hate us after this video.
No, I'm just telling y'all the truth. They just...
Them niggas ain't trying to hear the truth. They don't want the truth. They can't handle the truth.
Hey, check out what's going on in California.
$2 million, eh?
Yeah, listen to this.
I believe that $5 million in reparations is too little for the work that Americans have done for this country.
Hold up. $5 million for every black man and woman in the country? You know how much money that is?
I think it's... maybe he's talking total.
Well, total, I don't give a shit if it's the total. $1 million is too much. I think $10 is too much because y'all was never slaves.
Let's watch the video.
I mean, I can't get money for pain and stuff for my ancestors.
A lot of these people that want this money, they broke, man. This is their last hope.
Man, if these niggas just give my reparations.
Man, I can make that shit work. I'll live the American dream. I'll start this business. I'll buy this Cadillac. I'm going to get this house. Things going to be looking good for me. Let's watch the video.
At $5 million in reparations is too little for the work that foundational black Americans have done for this country and as well for other countries. I believe that $7.6 million is a number that can be used very wisely in our foundational black American community.
$6
million? 40 acres is also still a good idea, and instead of a mule, we would like a tractor. I also believe that we should know the name of all the companies that participated in the slave trade so we, foundational black Americans, can start up our own companies. We should also be allowed to have a choice to learn our mother language other than Spanish or French in our educational classes. We have the Tut language that was started right here in America. During slavery, we have Swahili, Yoruba, Igbo, Zulu, and Hausa. Community colleges and universities should not raise their tuition prices for the next future generations of each foundational black American family, and we should be able to change our names to our mother land names totally for free. All types of real estate should not go up in price, but it is our land that was supposed to be for us, but as we all know, it was never given.
What? He said $6.7 million? Y'all could use that wisely?
$7.6 million.
Oh, $7.6. Sorry. $7.6 million.
So you want the kids to go to school and learn African?
Yeah. How much would that cost?
It's all kinds of dialects. You could be right here in Africa, 5 miles down the road. They're talking a totally different language. Yeah. And it's still niggas.
Yeah. What I don't get, what you need a tractor for? You don't even know how to plant a seed. What the hell you going to do with a tractor, man? You going to put some rams on it? Is that what you're going to do?
Hey.
You're going to put some rams on that bitch, and you're going to go get you some Gucci shades. You're going to go get you some Gucci sunglasses. Look, nigga, just got my new tractor. Got my reparations.
Hey, man, it's...
I mean, you don't need a tractor. If you got $7.6 million, what the hell you need a tractor for?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
You could pay a white man to drive your tractor. See, you know what your problem is? You're asking for too much.
You got no vision.
You're asking for too much. I think if y'all came and said, look, we can settle this, all right?
What?
We can settle this shit. Look, give me $40,000 in tax credits and we'll call it even.
They still be in the hole.
Well, 40,000 tax credits, man, that's a lot of credits, man.
Especially you ain't making no money.
Yeah, I'm making fun of y'all, man, but, you know, y'all making fun of yourselves. Just go out and work hard and you know, and just start praying. Work hard, man. Make good decisions.
If they gave money, because this is the thing, that's a lot of people that win the lottery.
Yeah.
They win millions, and like a couple years, they broke.
Yes. 7.6 million sounds like a lot of money, but if you're broke, what's going to happen is you can go out, you're going to buy a $3 million house. You're going to buy about at least $2.5 million in cars. Your wardrobe is going to be at least $1 million. And then you're like, damn, I got to pay taxes on this?
That's my point, because a lot of people win the lottery. They don't understand how money works.
Yeah, the money's not going to be taxed, but your property is.
Yeah, it's just that
the house
$7.6 million sound like a lot of money, but for a broke person to get that mm-hmm. money's spent like a week.
Yeah.
And then it's gone, and then you don't realize, like, when you buy a house, man, you always got to pay property taxes on that.
Yeah, you really never own anything because you got to pay taxes on everything.
You got to keep that money coming. If that money don't keep coming in, you can't even afford that house you just bought.
Yeah, $7.6 million sounds like a lot of money. I mean,
if you spend it wisely, it is.
If that, I don't even think that's enough money in the United States to pay every black man $7.6 million. Why y'all asking United States? Shouldn't y'all hold Africa accountable too? Because they captured you and sold you to people who immigrated here. I mean, why are you going after the dealer? Shouldn't you be going up to the, you know what I'm saying? Like crime. Who do they go after, the drug dealers, or do they take the drug deal and try to find out who's the main supplier?
That's, well, they get them both, but they try to get the
big. Yeah, they offer the dealer
a deal,
right? But they want the head honcho.
All right, man.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all should be asking Africa. I mean, if y'all gonna get reparations, they should at least pay half.
Y'all ain't getting shit. That's the thing. Y'all ain't getting nothing. All y'all do is getting y'all's hopes up.
Yeah.
And it's horrible they got y'all's hopes up.
Yeah.
You wrote that damn speech out like something gonna happen. This shit's just gonna fade away.
That was a damn good speech, though.
It was the dumbest speech I ever heard in my life. Didn't make any sense. That was just everything you said.
I totally lost it when you asked for the tractor. I was like, wait a minute.
It's totally dumb.
You're being greedy now. We're going to give you $7.6 million.
Let's look at it again.
You have the audacity to ask for a damn tractor?
Hey, let's look at it again. He said a lot of dumb stuff in that speech. I mean, it was like dumb.
I believe that $5 million in reparations is too little for the work that foundational black Americans have done for this country and as well for other countries. I believe that $7.6 million is a number that can be used very wisely in our foundational black American communities. 40 acres is also still a good idea, and instead of a mule, we would like a tractor. I also believe that we should know the name of all the companies that participated in the slave trade so we, foundational black Americans, can start up our own companies. We should also be allowed to have a choice to learn our mother language other than Spanish or French in our educational classes. We have the Tut language that was started right here in America. During slavery, we have Swahili, Yoruba, Igbo, Zulu, and Hausa. Community colleges and universities should not raise their tuition prices for the next future generations of each foundational black American family, and we should be able to change our names to our mother land names totally for
free. You ask for all this money and you demand another stuff.
Yeah, you don't want reparations. You want to be a damn king. You want your castle. You want slaves. You want all that.
Show's over.
I mean, I'm trying to help y'all. I'm trying to help you.
Cut these numbers.
You ain't getting reparations. It's just a tactic liberals use to get your vote.